to the other end of the ladder. But anyway, so he said, I need a volunteer, and I'm going to show you something. He said, you know, I'm going to show you. I just want to make a point to you that it's right here. It's in your head. Of course, you got to have some physical conditioning, but you've got to have the drive first. And so, you know, everybody pushed old Jack out there. You know, his arms are about, you know, 18 inches around, this kind of thing. I don't know why. His hardest thing he ever picked up probably was a baseball. But so Greg said, okay, hit me. So Jack squared off, you know, popped him in the gut, didn't move him, you know, and then Jack, he just kept on. He said, okay, hit me a little bit harder, and he kept on. Well, you know, a bunch of them left. And anyway, time went on, and I think it was like 15 people, you know, was the class, and which is good. You know, you got people to work with, and you know, everybody understand each other. And the police came by one night, you just on their regular routine runs. You know, I've known them all my life, you know, at least one of them anyway. And so they were out there kind of, you know, sitting on the road looking through the window, seeing us, you know, do our little things. And so the instructor said, Rick, do you know these guys? I said, yeah, sure. And he said, well, why don't you go out there and tell them to come in? They might like to, you know, join us. I mean, be a part of it, you know, learn a little bit of this stuff. And I walked out and I said, hey, Bill. I said, why don't y'all come on in? He said, oh, man, I'd have never thought you'd get messed up in something like this. And, you know, I thought, hey, look, man, I'm not peddling dope. I'm not making whiskey, you know. I mean, this is like a football game, you know. But that's, you know, like I said, all he'd ever seen was, you know, probably when he saw Billy Jack, you know, and Billy Jack shot the old cop between the eyes. But, yeah, I don't know how we got off on that, but I'm bad about talking in tangents anyway.
That's interesting. But, what else are you interested in? You mentioned that you were president of the student body. What other sorts of organizations have you affiliated with?
In high school, I was up the ladder. I think I was reporter, secretary, and then president of the FFA. I was vice president and then president of the local DECA chapter. In FFA, we had the land judging team. I won the public speaking, got the DECAB Agricultural Award for the highest, you know, grade average in BOAG. And I can't remember, and I don't want to sound like I'm bragging. You know, a bunch of stuff like that, and like I said, vice president of the State Association of Mississippi DECA, and one of the Student of the Year awards in the state that time, outstanding young high school Americans or whatever those things are, who's who in America's high schools, and there's a lot of I won't say that the colleges weren't bargaining for me; they were just hoping I'd come, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I fooled them all and picked this little one down here that I want to go to. And I think I was, you know, vice president of the House Council and freshman class president and then some kind of rep to something else there. And then I got into the Mississippi Intercollegiate Council, which is, you know, all the colleges and junior colleges in the state have a representative on this council that goes and represents, as a group, they represent all of the colleges and universities to state government and the legislature and this kind of thing. So I was one of the vice presidents on that, and you know, just a bunch of stuff like that. And then after I got out into the real world life, I guess you want to call it that, I said, well, I'm just going to back off a while and assess this thing, and you know, I'm not going to run out and get in the Lions, the Civitans, the JCs, the Rotaries, the Hound Dogs, you know, and all this. So I just kind of, you know, laid back for a month or two there, and I don't know, maybe it's longer than that, a year, I guess. Well, I went into coached a little league baseball team one summer. The manager here was, I don't know, president of the, like the Little League Association, you know, but a businessman, you know, they usually in that thing. And so there was a, they were back here in the kitchen where we were a while ago, the station, which is a heck of a place to meet, but I mean, you know, anyway, they were back there, Dr. Smith and station manager and this one, that one, and the other one, you know, and they were talking about the baseball teams, and you know, you get small time. Yeah, come in.
I'm fixing to run down and get that.
Bucks. But anyway, where were we on this?
Yeah, Little League.
Yeah,